Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today's special guest on the Pageantry Podcast is Miss Jeanette Moreland, Miss America's Outstanding Teen. Jeanette, how are you today?
I am fantastic. We actually just finished our last day of school, so I'm looking forward to a great summer. There's a lot of great things ahead for me as Miss America's Outstanding Teen as we're getting ready for the competition, which is the 23rd to the 28th of August. So it's going to be a busy summer, and I'm really excited for it.
Well, and congratulations on getting out of school. And you are going into what grade next year?
I'm going to be a junior next year.
A junior. And we talked about that a little bit when you were here in Orlando. But let's kind of back up and let's talk about your year in review. How has your life changed since earning the title of Miss America's Outstanding Teen?
Words can't even begin to describe how amazing this year has been for me and how incredibly I've changed. It's really been an opportunity for me to see the power of my platform, the power of one. And the goal of my platform is to encourage people to dream, to believe in their dream, and to act on their dream. And this year has really been a dream come true for me, and being able to travel all across the nation. I've been to the White House, I performed on the Miss America stage, and I've actually been able to speak and perform for over 33 million people, which is absolutely incredible, and it's as much a dream come true for me as it is that I'm able to inspire them. So it's just been such an incredible year, traveling all across the nation, promoting my platform, working with Children's Miracle Network and different organizations. It's been really, really fun.
Now, I know one of your goals is to be President of the United States.
Yes, it is. And I was so, it was such an honor to be able to visit the White House and really be there. It was such a tangible explanation of a dream. So being able to be there just renewed my passion for pursuing that. It gave me chills. It was incredible.
What was the highlight of your visit to the White House? Most of us have never been there. Most of us have never had a personalized, backstage tour.
Yes, we got to see absolutely everything. The Rear Admiral who took us there is in charge of everything at the White House, and he absolutely took us everywhere. It was really fun. We got to see the bowling alley. We went upstairs to the pastry kitchen. But one of the things that was my favorite was being able to be in the theater and actually sit in the president's chair and realize that someday I could be sitting in that chair. And what was great, too, was being able to talk to all the staff, the cleaning staff, the chefs. And when I told them that my dream was to run for president of the United States in 2040, they said, well, we'll be honored to serve you then, Madam President. So it was amazing. Admiral Steve Rashan did such a great job in being able to give us that opportunity. I'm so grateful.
Let's talk a little bit about CMN, Children's Miracle Network. How has that impacted your life this last year?
Well, actually, while I was becoming Miss America's Outstanding Teen throughout, my brother, John, was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. He's 13 years old, and it's a disease that he had to have his colon removed, and he's had four different surgeries. And he actually was staying at the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, which is a Children's Miracle Network hospital. So we really got to see how the funds from CMN really played into his life. They had a lot of family centers that were supported by the funds from Children's Miracle Network. And being able to take that story of how important it is in the life of a child to have that encouragement provided by CMN, and being able to visit hospitals all across the nation, and being able to thank people for their support has been amazing, because it wasn't just something you heard about. It was something that was actually happening in my life, and seeing the power of Children's Miracle Network was a great opportunity. And my brother is actually doing a lot better now, and he is truly a miracle child.
Listen, thank you, and we wish him the best. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people your age have never experienced all that you've experienced already. What have you learned about yourself?
I've learned a lot about myself, because honestly, when you have a dream, it doesn't matter if it's to become Miss America's Outstanding Teen or to get good grades in school. You honestly, you have a lot of doubts. You think, you know, this is a great dream, but I'm not sure if I can do it. And that's really, I had some of those doubts when I was going to become Miss America's Outstanding Teen, even during my year. Could I actually do it? But then I realized, with the help of people like all the people of the Miss America's Outstanding Teen organization, with the help of my family and friends, that I was able to serve this year amazing. And it was just an incredible opportunity. So what I've really learned about myself is I do have that power inside of myself to accomplish anything I set my mind to. And that's really what I want other kids to learn from my year, is that you're never too young enough. It doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, you can accomplish those dreams if you believe in yourself and you keep working. So I really got to see the message of my platform being made manifest through my year as Miss America's Outstanding Teen. So I learned a lot about myself. I grew in my communication skills. I never thought I'd be able to get on the plane by myself, learn how to pack. There were so many things, so many experiences during the year, and I really grew from that.
With now summer upon us?
Yes.
Basically 3 months to go. What are you looking forward to most this summer, traveling to different states as Miss America's Outstanding Teen?
Well, they've actually, it's really, really fun. A couple days from now, I'm heading to the Miss Wisconsin pageant, and I'm going to be there all week, so I'm really excited for that. And then afterwards, I'm heading to Atlanta, Georgia, and speaking at the Forward Conference, where I'll be speaking and performing for over 15,000 teens, which is going to be amazing. And then I'm heading to Orlando to do a photo shoot with Deb Noski, which I'm really, really excited about, and heading to the beach. And afterwards, I'm going to Washington, D.C., and performing at the 4th of July parade, and then possibly visiting the White House again. So it's just amazing to be able to travel to so many places, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I can hardly believe that it's only 3 months left. It really has gone by in the blink of an eye, but it's been such a great experience, and I'm so excited. When that time comes in August, it's going to be kind of bittersweet because I've really enjoyed everything in the year. I've grown so much, so I'm going to miss that, but then I'm going to be really excited for another girl to be able to have that opportunity and be able to realize that dream, and I know she's going to serve just as well and just bring new things to the organization. So I'm excited for that, too.
And speaking of what you're going to miss, what do you think you're going to miss the most about being Miss America's Outstanding Teen?
One of the things that was the most important for me wasn't being able to wear the pink crown, wasn't being able to go on photo shoots, wasn't being able to visit new places, although that was fun. What really hit a home for me was being able to meet so many different people from all across the nation who were so warm, friendly, and so genuine, and it really helped me discover what a great nation we live in, and being able to connect with so many people and having them inspire me and me being able to inspire them a little bit too was amazing. So I'm really going to miss being able to connect with so many people and making so many new friends, but I know I'll be able to in anything I do in my life, but I'm going to miss that.
Future plans. What does the future hold for Jeanette Moreland?
Well, one of the great things about Miss America's Outstanding Teens is it's a huge scholarship opportunity. So I'm really excited to be able to continue to pursue my next couple of years in high school and then go off to college with that scholarship money I got. Miss America's Outstanding Teen has actually paid over $300,000 in scholarships up to date. So I'm definitely going to be able to be a part of that. I'm really interested in also pursuing my music career. I sing and I play the guitar, so I'm really excited about that, but definitely continuing to do that and hopefully becoming Miss America someday, and then after that, the White House. So there are a lot of dreams in my future, and after this year, I've learned that nothing is impossible, so I'm really excited to look forward to pursue those new dreams.
And speaking of singing, thank you for your impromptu performance at our offices here while you were down in March. And speaking of Miss America, you're the little sister of Miss America. Have you had much time to interact with Caressa or any of the other Miss Americas from the past?
I actually did. Caressa and I were both at the Cherry Blossom Parade, and we got a chance to be together. And me and Katie Stamm and Caressa, we all still keep in touch through email and texting. So I'm really close with them. One of the things is we're both so busy, but we're busy in different places, which is cool because it's able to get to meet more people and stuff like that. But I did enjoy getting to see her there. And then, of course, the Miss America pageant was amazing, and we got a chance to see you guys there too, so it was exciting.
It's always our pleasure. Advice for your successor or for any young lady that wants to become involved with Miss America's Outstanding Teen?
I would definitely encourage them to take that opportunity, because when I started considering going towards Miss America's Outstanding Teen, I was a 14-year-old girl who didn't really know anything about pageants, who was more interested in video games and walking in heels. But I decided to pursue that dream of mine, and now it's changed me in a way that I can't even begin to explain. It really is helping you realize a leader inside of yourself and really helps you realize the power of a dream. And when you're able to make a difference in the lives of others, that's when you really discover your purpose. And I think that everyone's hope is to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And the Miss America's Outstanding Teen organization is truly a way to be a part of something bigger than yourself. It's a huge nationwide opportunity, and I would really encourage them to get involved in it. And my successor, I just wish her the best of luck, and I would tell her to cherish every moment because it goes by so fast, but it's an amazing opportunity.
And honestly, in just listening to you speak, it's clear that it has had a big impact on your young life so far. Is there anyone in particular that you'd like to give recognition to that has really helped you and helped form you this past year?
There are so many people that I could thank. I would definitely thank God, first of all, for providing me with this opportunity and for always being there. My family has been so incredibly supportive, always asking me about everything I'm doing, always missing me when I'm on the phone. And then all the people of the Ms. America's Outstanding Teen Organization, Miss Diane, who travels with me absolutely everywhere and has kind of adopted me as her granddaughter, Miss Donna and Mr. Roger have also been there so much for me, Miss Kim, Miss Jennifer, Miss Kristen. Everyone there has really shown me the spirit of the organization, and those are the people that I really stand on. So I'm really excited about that, and all the sponsors who gave of their commitments and their time. You guys are the reason that I'm here. I'm really the culmination of all your hard work and all your talents and all your sacrifices. So it's just been a privilege for me to serve, but I realize that I don't stand alone. There are so many people standing behind me who are the reason that I've been able to inspire the lives of so many.
And I'm sure they all appreciate it, as do we, for you calling in today. Is there anything or anybody that we've missed touching upon that you can think of that we should like to say hello to? Thank you, an impactful event person.
Well, I'd like to thank you guys very much. I love visiting Orlando, and I'm excited to be able to talk to you today. And it's really been great being able to be involved with pageantry. So I'm so privileged that you guys have given me this opportunity. And I'm just really thankful for this year and everything, and God has just blessed me so much, and I'm excited for these next couple of months and see where it takes me.
And we thank you.